WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly cloudy skies, 65 degrees in Atlantic at 7:06. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Police in Council Bluffs said Wednesday evening that an 11-year-old boy drowned in 4 feet of water at Lake Manawa State Park Wednesday afternoon. Isaiah Griffin of Omaha had been attending an open-door Mission Lydia Bible Camp and was playing football in a designated swimming area at the lake when he disappeared. Officials say a lifeguard was on duty when the incident occurred at around 2:30 p.m. Witnesses told authorities a camp counselor found Griffin in shallow water. The boy was pulled from the lake and efforts to revive him through CPR were begun immediately. Griffin was pronounced dead at a local hospital. An autopsy was planned for Friday. Isaiah Griffin was a fifth-grade student at Liberty Elementary School in Omaha who lived at the open-door Mission Lydia house with his mother. Officials say that she did not attend the shelter-sponsored field trip to the lake. The Council Bluffs Police Department is investigating the incident, but they say it appears to be an accident. Late Wednesday evening, open-door Mission President Candace Gregory released a statement saying, "The open-door Mission is saddened by the tragic event today of the loss of Isaiah Griffin. There are grief counselors and pastoral staff on campus ministering to those that are hurting." And she added, "Please keep the Open Door Mission and the Griffin family in your prayers." In a separate incident in northwestern Iowa, a 6-year-old boy was critically injured in an apparent accident Wednesday afternoon at the Spencer Family Aquatic Center. The Spencer Daily Reporter said on its website the boy was flown to a South Dakota hospital, but a report on his condition was not available. News Time 7:08.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday evening announced a $500 reward was being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the graffiti vandals who have spray-painted numerous buildings in the downtown area. The money for the reward is being paid for by Jones, Councilpersons Halder and Livedgood, and potentially others who want the crime spree brought to an end. The scribbling spray paint sometimes spells out the word hobo, which Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green said may or may not be a gang-related slang term.
Whether they have some symbolism behind it or not, it's really unknown, but unfortunately the cost to clean it up is mounting as they continue on. There's some frustrated citizens, and obviously the mayor and some of the council are frustrated enough to put up some reward money to try and see if we can't curtail it.
Green said the lettering or symbols do not appear to have a nationally known gang affiliation, and he doesn't want to speculate on whether teenagers or adults are committing the crime.
I would hate to speculate at this point because you never know. You could have a disgruntled adult, or you could have a 10-year-old kid that, you know, just has a little too much freedom.
The culprits have been brazen in where they put down their mark, too, and in some cases it's been near the tops of buildings, which means they likely used a fire escape to reach their target.
And we've been right on their heels a number of times. There have been times officers have found graffiti and the paint was still running. And, you know, so, I mean, you're talking about being seconds behind them, but, you know, we've only got so many eyes and there's a whole lot of town.
Chief Green says some of the acts take place at night, but they're not sure if that's the only time the incidents occur. He says if you notice anything suspicious, such as a person hanging around by a building and looking over their shoulder, call the police department or the comm center, because he said it can take that person less than 10 seconds to commit the crime, and that's what makes it so difficult to catch. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday adopted on the third and final readings ordinances pertaining to a reduction of the speed limit on East 22nd Street from Highway 71 to Olive and urban deer control. Approval of the speed limit ordinance means the speed limit on the affected portion of East 22nd Street will be reduced from 45 to 35 miles per hour. That comes after discussions between the Community Protection Committee, Police Chief Steve Green, and residents in the area. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones warned citizens that speeding is still a problem on other portions of 22nd Street, and the police department will be stepping up patrols and issuing tickets for those who try to skirt the law.
Up on 22nd Street between Chestnut and Olive, speed limit is 25 miles an hour. I got my another call today. People are speeding down 22nd Street. You're going to have 35 on one side, 35 on the other side. But in that middle, it's 25. Complaints I heard are about three people, and I see them in town on the bikes, two kids and a girl, and they just go flying up and downtown. I mean, they're all over, and people just speeding back and forth. So the chief's going to have extra patrol on 22nd Street. We'll put the speed thing out there to check speeds. So if you're going on 22nd Street and you get a ticket for speeding, you've been warned. And the three on that bike should need to start slowing things down, because you sit up at night at home, you can hear them going all over town.
So we can assume when the PD pulls them over, they've already got their warning.
Yes.
The deer control ordinance will allow bow hunting of antlerless deer within the city limits of the city, but there are certain restrictions and conditions associated with the ordinance, which is designed to reduce the deer population, officials say, poses a threat to property and public safety. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcements, Robert Bob Eugene Griffin, age 81 of Menlo, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral mass for Bob Griffin will be held today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart, with the Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart in charge of arrangements. James R. Perkins, age 51 of Rembrandt, died Sunday at the Bryan Lincoln General Hospital in Lincoln, Nebraska. Funeral services for James Perkins will be this morning at 10:30 at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Peggy Jo Benson, age 60 of Avoca, died Tuesday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Peggy Jo Benson will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Roland Raleigh E. Ackerman, age 97, formerly of the Atlantic and Griswold areas, died November 14th. Memorial services for Raleigh Ackerman will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Earl Eugene Webb, age 81 of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Memorial services with full military honors for Earl Webb will be held on Sunday at 1:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Carol Jr. Washburn, age 81 of Guthrie Center, died January 4th in McAllen, Texas. Memorial services with full military honors for Carol Washburn will be held June 14th at 11:30 at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Delbert Gaines, age 74 of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at Bergen Mercy Medical Center. Funeral services for Delbert Gaines will be held June 30th at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.